everybody. It's Bert Sanders here at Powder Rock Radio, and this afternoon I have Akbar Mohammed with me of Akbar's Far Out Adventure Vacations. So, Akbar, why don't you tell our listeners what's new and what exciting travel adventures have you got planned for them?
Sure, Bert. Well, I can tell you it's going to be a great year with all our new inexpensive travel adventures coming up. First, we have our Pharaohs on the Nile tour coming up in April. This is a 17-day adventure. Then there is our Mexican Riviera cruise and explore tour. And finally, our Alaskan dog sled classic.
Wow, Akbar, that's quite an exciting lineup. Okay, so let's take some calls from our listeners who I'm sure will want to know more about these exciting adventure vacations.
Maybe it would be better if they just call my office and ask and speak to one of my travel agents.
No, Akbar, just trust me on this one. You're paying for airtime, you may as well get your money's worth, right?
I guess so.
Well, that didn't take long. We have our first caller on the line already. Line one, go ahead to Akbar.
Hi, my name is Lynn Weston, and when I heard that your show was about Akbar's far-out vacations, I just had to call in. My husband and I took those very same adventure vacations with Akbar about 2 years ago.
Great! So how did it go, Lynn? Was it the adventure of a lifetime?
No, it was more like the disaster of a lifetime.
Oh, really? What happened?
Well, we started out in Cairo with the Pharaohs on the Nile tour. When you're over there, they insist on keeping your passport at the hotel. When our tour guide took us to the souvenir shop, he introduced us to the shop owner. Then our tour guide disappeared. The souvenir shop owner said that he had our passports, and if he wanted them back, we would have to work for them. This vacation was supposed to be 18 days, but it turned into 6 months. I had to work in a brothel, and my husband had to go to the pyramid sites and dig in the excavations. I made $3,000 in tips and got this really neat Egyptian tattoo, but my husband just got blisters and a sunburn. When they finally let us go, I called Akbar, and he said that he couldn't give us a refund, but he would give us another one of his adventure vacations for no charge. Now, after 6 months of not showing up for work, my husband and I had no job, so we thought we may as well take the free vacation offer.
Well, Akbar, what have you got to say about that?
Well, I promised adventure, and I think I delivered.
Okay, Lynn, please continue.
Well, we picked the Alaskan Dog Sled Classic for our next free trip.
And how did that go?
Well, the idea of this vacation is that you get to go in a dog sled race. We're supposed to ride on the sled while our professional guide handles the dogs and steers the sled. Well, what a surprise when our driver turned out to be Akbar, and he was afraid of the dogs. The dogs didn't like him and snarled at him the whole trip, and he'd never seen snow before. What was supposed to be an overnight race took almost a week, and my husband had to learn how to drive a sled and manage a dog team while Akbar snuggled up to me under the furs. I'll never forget it. Dogs barking, my husband cursing, Akbar screaming on every turn, and all we had to eat was these dehydrated granola sticks that Akbar had. He called them Akbar's snack bars, and he charged us $10 a piece for them.
Any comments, Akbar?
Well, at least she ate well.
Oh my. So, was that the end of it, Lynn?
Oh, no. We mistakenly thought the Mexican cruise and explore tour would somehow be different. Now, I thought that a shakedown cruise was a ship's maiden voyage. Not so when you book with Akbar. The first day at sea, we were boarded by pirates and robbed of all our cash and jewelry. Then for the land portion of the tour, we went by bus to a place called Hernando's Gran Paradiso Hotel. Now, it's a beautiful hotel, but they have these one-night marriages where you get married at night and divorced in the morning, and my husband got hooked on this. After the first day, he divorced me in the morning and then began marrying all those cute young girls who worked at the hotel. Just for one night, of course. We are now permanently divorced. I wanted romance, but not like this.
Oh, Lynn, it sounds like it was just awful. Any comments, Akbar?
Well, I tried to romance her under the furs. And the dog sled, but she kept pushing my hands away.
By the way, Bert, I had a professor of Egyptology at the university translate my tattoo for me. He told me it's Egyptian for "I am a good lay." Then he asked me if I wanted to come up to his apartment and unwrap his mummy. I took a pass.
Gee, I'm really sorry to hear that, Lynn. Well, Akbar, What have you got to say about all this? Akbar? Akbar? Say, Ricardo, where did Akbar go?
Oh, Senor Bert, Akbar told me something about he had to catch a plane and get out of Dodge, whatever that means.